786-8686.
First of all, some people can command confidence, loyalty, admiration, while at the same time, some people can't command that. Why is that? Other people see in you what you see in you. Let me take it a little further. You receive the type of treatment in life that you think you deserve. When you don't think you deserve something, guess what? You don't. Thinking makes it so. Say this with me. As a man thinks in his heart, so is the man. Do you know your thinking is what regulates your actions? If a man or a woman feels or thinks themselves to be inferior, he will act that way. And no matter how you pretend, no matter how you try to hide it, you can't hide that for too long. The real, the authentic you shows up. You're pretending to be a butterfly, but you're a caterpillar. I'll say it again. Thinking or how we think makes this so. How you think. Not how somebody else thinks about you. How you think. Thinking will regulate all of your actions. If you feel or think yourself to be inferior, you act that way. And no matter how you pretend or cover up, you cannot hide that basic building block. You feel or think yourself inferior. You know, a lot of times people that talk the most and brag the most are the most inferior in their heart. They're the most scared, but they try to hide it with a bunch of highfalutin words and stuff, you know. But really inside, they're covering up the sense or the thoughts that they are inferior. They're not good enough. They don't make the grade. You see, it's not even, listen, success in life is not even based upon your education or lack of education. You got educated people with lots of education, and education is good, but you got people with lots of education that think small. Small-minded, sometimes referred to as educated fools. Then you have people with no real formal education with big ideas. You see, it's the bigness of your thoughts, not the bigness of your brain. No one get offended, but you can have a bird brain with big thoughts, and you can fly like the eagle. You understand? It's not the bigness of your brain. It's the bigness of your thoughts. There have been a lot down through history, many inventors and creators that had no formal education. They had big thoughts. The person who feels he or she isn't important, guess what? They ain't. Your body language gives you away. Your facial expressions, your posture. Was that ugly enough for you? All that stuff will give you away. When you have that low self-esteem, the person that feels or thinks He isn't. Listen, this is important. If you think you ain't important, you ain't. Look at somebody. Look at them hard. Look at them in the eye. Tell them, if you don't think you're important, let me tell you something. You ain't. How you think determines how you act. Say that with me. How I think determines how I act. How I act determines how others react to me. I'm not speaking in terms of, you know, I'm messing with your mind. I'm still messing with your mind. I'm not talking about being prideful, arrogant, haughty, boastful, all that foolishness. I'm talking about just the basic fundamental building blocks of our person. How many of God wants you to have self-respect? How many of God wants you to honor you? How are you going to love somebody else and you hating on yourself? You have no honor for yourself, no respect for yourself. How are you going to have respect for somebody else? To gain respect of other people, you must first think you deserve respect. Come on, I'm messing with your mind. We got to get our mind right. All this foolishness we call salvation, it ain't nothing but religion. Amen. Not to take care of yourself, thinking that that's religious. That is religious. Ain't got nothing to do with salvation. The less, you know, the less you possess, the less you take care of stuff, you know, the less you concern. No, you need help. That's the wrong thinking, because you don't care about you. Now I have a heart for poor, I have a heart for destitute, I have a heart for people that are down and out because they have problems. Amen. They need help. Do you understand what I mean? They need help. A person that doesn't take care of himself, that person needs help. A person that thinks so lowly of themselves that they are, you know, suicidal or just, you know, of no value, no worth, they need help. God didn't create them that way. God doesn't want them to live that way. Now, the devil has a heyday on people that feel like that. He'll dine with you. Here you go with that pity party. Nobody really loves me. They'll say, that's right. You know it. Exactly right. To gain the respect of others, you must first think you deserve respect. Stop balling up, curling up like a little baby in the fetal position when you get around important people. Tell somebody, I'm important too. Step into the presence, in the presence of the president. You're a child of the king. You represent a kingdom. You are an ambassador. Your office is higher than his office. I'm not talking about mind control. I'm not talking about trying to control anybody or demand. I'm talking about the respect, how you carry yourself, the respect you have for you will emanate from you, and others will respect you in turn. When you don't have respect, when you don't carry yourself with respect, how can you expect people to respect you? Remember the E.F. Hutton commercial? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody's quiet. Well, if you're talking all the time, and everything you say is shallow and insignificant and talking about people and ain't saying nothing, how are you going to expect people to ever listen to you? The only real basis other people have for judging your abilities is your actions. And remember, our actions stem from our thinking. Say this with my actions. are controlled by my thoughts. You are what you think. You are what you think. You probably know some people. I don't say this critically, but I say this as a fact, a reality. There are many people that stay on the same level all their lives. You know why? Their thinking keeps them there. When's the last time you had a new thought? Or a fresh thought? A thought that you didn't have to beat the dust out of, because you've been thinking it for the last 20 years. That's sometimes the issue. Don't get mad at me now. Especially as we age gracefully, your thinking can remain the same as it was 30 years ago. Well, you know, God don't change. Well, that's God. No, he ain't going to change. He's outside of time, but everything in time changes. That's one thing you are certain of: today, tomorrow, and every day change. And either we are changed, or either we change, or we are changed by the change. This is a fascinating generation because this is a technical generation. You know, we weren't brought up with cell phones, a lot of us. You know, to harness those frequencies and be able to, we didn't know nothing about that. You got on the landline. And as you was in the country, you had to wait on the operator. You might pick up and hear the neighbor on there. Now everybody got their own private line anywhere. Amen. Many people stay on the same level in their life, all their life, and it's because their thinking keeps them there. I challenge people all the time, try a new restaurant. Stop going to McDonald's. Eat the same thing every day, the same way at the same time, the same amount, till bored itself. and your life exudes it. You're a robot. Now you got nothing against discipline, but get what I'm getting at. Tell somebody, think young. Get a fresh thought. Try something different. I'm not talking about doing something sinful or foolish or living above your means. I don't mean that. I mean just you got to trigger this. Because it's not the size of your brain, it's the size of your thoughts. You may not speak English very well, even though you're English. You know that's your first language. But it's not the size of your vocabulary. It's the size of your thoughts. Tell somebody, it's time for me to upgrade. Practice. Tell somebody, practice. Encouraging yourself. Look at them again. Tell them, stop belittling yourself. You are what you think you are. You keep belittling yourself, you're going to think you're little, insignificant, no importance, no impact. You'll think that. Look at this. Look at this principle. You are what you think you are. If you will think more of yourself, there will be more of you. Ought to make y'all pay for that one. You are what you think you are. And if you would grab a new thought about you, think more about you and you will find there's more of you. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.